This is William.
Where are you calling from?
Fillmore.
All right. Let me connect you to the mortgage mom. Hang on. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. Debbie, you there?
Okay. I'm here. Good morning, William. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. We're great. We're busy this morning. We love taking these phone calls, so thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. We've been trying to pull money from the house, and we own since 2012. The market has climbed a great deal. We're in the transition right now of like paying down all of our debt and basically draining our savings to pay off the credit cards to try to refinance.
Okay.
And what we're trying to do is pull about a 125 from the house to go in. Even though it's a brand new build, we want to do some upgrades to the house, but then we want to drop an in-ground pool in.
Okay. All right.
So, my kind of guy right there. The pool. Okay. You're getting ready for summer.
Barry's about ready to jump in the pool with you in the backyard.
I'm already swimming in it.
Yeah. So you have so many different options. I mean, you know, number one, you don't necessarily need to drain the bank account to pay the debt off. I'm sure that somebody told you, let's get your credit score up. Let's improve it so that you could get a little bit better financing. But there are a ton of things that we could do. There could be a two-part process. Process where we pull out the money, get all of the debt paid off, credit score goes up, and then we look at refinancing it again into a better loan. So just depending on whether you feel comfortable draining that savings account.
Right. I am a veteran, so it's under a VA loan. So I was wondering...
So there's no reason to do it then. I mean, a VA loan, honestly, we could do a credit score of 580, 550, you know, as long as there's nothing really negative or derogatory. Are you guys just kind of up to your ears in debt? You know, a lot of kind of maxed out the credit cards?
There was two up to 50,000.
Okay.
But we have just currently paid off one.
Okay. Don't pay off anymore.
it'll probably be residual, probably like $3,000 or $4,000 left on the first card.
Uh-huh.
And then my wife's card is sitting around the 23,000 mark. So
don't pay anything else off. I mean, you guys have VA eligibility. We can go up to 100% of the value of your home. So whatever that property is worth.
Even if it's the first, and would we refinance? See, my APR is at 3.25, and that's what I'm afraid of touching because I don't think we can get a 3.25 right now the way the market is, right?
So what? No, you're not going to get a 3.25, but what we need to do is look at a blended rate calculator, which is something that I can do with you when I'm off air, and I can show you what you're paying right now in a blended rate with your first mortgage. If you're looking at, you know, it sounds like maybe your goal was to try to take an equity line of credit.
Right.
Okay. So those equity lines of credit are going to be at a much higher interest rate. And that's probably why somebody told you to pay off the debt to get the credit score up. So you need to have a much higher credit score for a home equity line of credit. It's qualified a little bit differently. But the interest rate is also going to be higher. The Federal Reserve is continuing to move the prime rate up. So the interest rate that you get into today will continue to climb pretty quickly. You know, over the next few years, we already saw about 6 to 7 rate increases just over the last year and a half for those home equity lines of credit. So what we want to do is look at what a blended rate would be. So, you know, let's say we take $125,000 on an equity line and you've got a current mortgage, you know, at, you know, $300,000 or $400,000. And I don't know what your numbers are, but we're going to take those and we're going to blend them together and we're going to determine what are you really going to pay monthly in an APR, in an interest rate. And then we're going to decide, does it make sense to refinance? Even if we're giving you a higher interest rate, all of that money's locked in at a 30-year loan, not adjustable like a home equity line, if that blended rate makes sense. But there's no way for us to do that, you know, without actually pulling those numbers, you and I talking off air and getting a little bit more specific and then running it and seeing what that looks like.
Okay, and another question maybe you have the answer for. When I pull up Credit Karma, it's the hard inquiries. Uh-huh. How do I get rid of the hard inquiries?
You can't. They just fall off after, they're supposed to fall off after 24 months. Sometimes they will hang around a little bit longer than that. Why, I have no idea. But they really stop affecting your score after about 6 months. So they're going to sit on there, but they're not going to necessarily... you know, change the credit score that you have after they're about 6 months old.
Okay.
Okay.
And I think someone from Simi Valley said that they asked a question for Ventura County. So if I was to be able to talk to you offline, I'd work directly through you, or would you refer me to somebody else?
No, you would work directly through me. So yeah, no. And I'm in Valencia. So Fillmore, you're just a hop skip. If you wanted to come in and meet me in person, that's fine. We do loans all over California, everywhere. And, you know, so when you're working with us, we're going to take our mortgage hat off, and we're going to do our mortgage mom hat and determine whether or not it's something that you should do. You know, we're going to try to get you moving in the right direction financially. So that's why we're going to work through that blended rate. We're going to work through what would a rate be if you did get an equity line of credit. I'm going to take a look at your credit score. If it hasn't updated yet with the credit card you paid off, I'm going to run a simulator so that we can figure out where your score will be. Maybe we want to take, if you paid off a $50,000 credit card, maybe it might be good to take half of the $23,000 that your wife has and move it, transfer it over to that other credit card that you've got this huge availability on. We're going to kind of go through all that scenario with you first. And then once we determine that a mortgage is a good way to go, if that is the case, then we're going to help you through the next step. And you're going to work with us all the way through to the end.
Okay. Now, how many years does she need to be at work to calculate her into the loan and her debt? Obviously will automatically have to be added in. But when do I get to credit her income?
As long as she's been at her,
she needs to be working.
As long as she's been on her job for at least 6 months, and you know what is it that she does?
She's an RN.
Okay. I was going to say she doesn't work for the fish hatchery, does she?
The fish. Where would you even come up with that from?
That's a Fillmore thing.
There's a fish hatchery there.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry.
I live like literally a rock throw from there.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But then again, Fillmore is a rock throw anywhere, right?
Yeah. Well, I just know you guys are nice and close, and you're my halfway point to Ventura. So I love that 126. So I'll tell you what, if I could take that 126 anywhere, I take it, so I don't have to get on a real freeway. But no, if she's an RN, she obviously went to school to get her licensing, so no different than you. I don't even need her to be on the job for 6 months, and that's why I asked what it is that she does. As long as we can show that she went to school to get her credentials and that, you know, now that's the job that she has, she's probably received an offer letter. We're going to show the offer letter, and as long as we can get one pay stub, we can close on a loan and use her income.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, because that's not what was the other from the other lenders. I was not hearing that. So.
Yeah, you guys.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
You didn't call mom first. That's your problem. You should have called mom.
You know, I can't even tell you how many times, honestly, that I hear that and people say no, and we turn it around and we get the loan done, and you know they're just floored, and that's why we do this, you know, this show, and you know we're trying to be advocates for you and make sure that we get you moving forward in the right direction. So you know, absolutely, please call me after. You know, if you want me too, I can call you. You call me. You can email me. You guys, you know, you can go to our Facebook page. You can go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com. We will get together and we can definitely talk and we'll get you guys moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm my timeline's over the summertime. So July, I think I'll be where I want to be, where my credit and the debt to credit. And definitely, I'm going to go through you guys. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, before you do anything else, even if we're just going to get you a game plan for June, let's talk off air and let's look at your credit. Let's figure out what you guys have been doing. Let's look at debt to income and let's make sure I don't know who gave you the, you know, kind of the steps to move forward, but let's make sure that those were the right steps.
Okay. And what's a good time off air?
Just not on Sunday because we have soccer.
No. Well, actually, this Sunday we have a home buyer workshop.
But you're not going to get Fillmore, are you?
No, we are not.
Not this Sunday. Maybe next Sunday. You better watch out.
Yeah, you better. I love that. I was actually watching that show Jumanji, the brand new one with The Rock last night. And my absolute favorite part of that entire movie is at the beginning when his daughter's the Red Dragon. You know, they've got the soccer game going. If you haven't seen it, you need to watch the show, especially if you're a soccer fan. It's hilarious. All right, we'll talk soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.